Hello, it's Makan Abazari. Welcome to my podcast. Today, we want to talk about global warming and climate change and a solution to reversing the effects of global warming. Global warming is causing increase in the sea levels. As the Arctic and Antarctic are melting, well, Arctic is melting much faster. And the ice caps are melting into the seas, the sea levels are rising. At the same time, increasing the CO2 is causing increase in the temperature of our planet Earth. So what is the solution? Many people say reduction in production of the CO2 will lead to reversal of the global warming. But the CO2 is a sign of economic and industrial activity. When a nation, when a region is active economically and industrially, they produce CO2. And they produce lots of CO2. And one of the reasons we don't like reduction in production of CO2 is because it reverses the economic development and industrial advancement of the nations. So how do we solve the issue without preventing the economic growth and, you know, GDP growth and all those good things that we associate with good economics and good, you know, economy? We have something called weather manipulators or weather warfares. Something like HARRP in Alaska. We have many of those. We have those in Bermuda and other regions of the planet Earth, which manipulate the environment. We can use these weather manipulators to direct the seasonal winds, rain, like winds carrying clouds, rains and other such weather patterns. So simply speaking, we can direct the rains to regions like deserts of Iran, Saudi Arabia, Sahel region in Africa, and, you know, Tibet and Central Asia. There are lots of deserts on our planet, and we can use weather manipulators and weather warfares to direct the rains to these regions and cause rain over these deserts. And what will this do? Well, let's give it a thought. See, when by weather manipulators and weather warfares, we cause rain over deserts, we slowly can turn these deserts into lakes, marshes, and swamps. When a desert, a dry land, start being filled by waters, sometimes it can be very, like, you know, high, you have a height and be in and contain lots of water in a desert. For example, deserts of Sahel region, deserts of Iran, deserts of Saudi Arabia, they can hold lots of water, and this is a larger area than Arctic ice caps. So as Arctic ice caps are melting, we can store these waters in deserts of Iran, Saudi Arabia, Sahel regions, and other regions, and ensure the sea levels are not rising, and even we can reduce the sea levels. By weather warfare, we can also cause, you know, melting, freezing of the water on the Himalaya mountain, Tibet region, and store water in those regions as well. And this can, again, reduce the sea levels and prevent the rise in the sea levels. And this is one of the main issues of the global warming, which can be solved. So we get to the CO2 itself. When we cause the rains over deserts and created lakes, we will have water in regions previously dry. When the region is dry, plants, trees, and vegetations cannot grow. But once we store water in these lakes, there will be forests, jungles, And even in long term rainforests. And these forests and vegetations have an advantage for pre have a capability to reduce the CO2. See, trees, plants, vegetations, they absorb CO2 and they release oxygen. So, like planting vegetation, trees, and forests around these created lakes, we reduce the CO2 by absorbing the CO2 by the trees and releasing oxygen. See, life is created of carbon chain. Like if you have studied organic chemistry, you see lots of like almost all of the material, all of the chemicals in organic chemistry are made of carbon chains. And life is created of carbon chains. Plants are created of carbon, animals created of carbon, and even microbes are created of carbon. But they have other mo atoms in them, but the major, like the main atom is carbon. And when we can gather the CO2 from the air and collect it in the trees and plants, we reduce the CO2 in the air. By reducing the CO2, we prevent the rise in the temperature. Now, these plants and vegetations are eaten by animals, and animals themselves are made of carbon chain as well. And then these animals die. And when they die, they usually go under the soil. And when they're under soil, they can even in the long term become hydrocarbons. Like they can be coal, they can be oil, they can be gas. Well, it takes thousands of years. But again, the CO2 can be collected from the air by planting forests and jungles, and then animals eat these, and then they become even hydrocarbon reserves over years. Now there is one more important thing. Oh, I forgot. Hold on, what was it? Anyway. Oh, this way we create a biosphere as well. Because we used to have a biosphere over Iran, Saudi Arabia, Sahel region, Central Asia, which has died due to changes to environment and climate in the past. Now, by directing the rain, by weather warfare and weather manipulators to these deserts, we create lakes. Then we plant forests, jungles, and vegetations. Then we have animals. And then we will have a new biosphere. The new biosphere will be also very good, because it will be new biosphere. Now we also need to plan for a long term and have a rainforest in the east or central region, because our rainforest is Amazon rainforest and there is only one in the west. And now there are parts I don't want to talk about, but we need to find a location for another rainforest, which will take thousands of years to create. But India is one of the good locations. Saudi Arabia, the land is very valuable because of location. Iran's land is very valuable. But India is a good location. The only problem with India is they burn the trees and woods to bury the dead, not to bury the dead, to have like, what do you call when the people die? Like in other regions, in Abrahamic religion, they bury the people, but in India, they burn the people by trees. So if we are going to have a rainforest in India, we must ensure they're not burning the bodies by the trees. Now, another thing is, around these lakes, marshes, and even the rivers that will be around, and these forests, there will be new human communities and new civilizations, and bustling with life, economic activities, growth, and life. So, how do we fight the climate change and global warming? Using weather warfare to bring the rains to deserts, then planting forests and jungles, and then having humans and animals creating life, storing the CO2 inside life, and storing the CO2 later after they die under the ground. And then we get hydrocarbons. My name is Malkan Abuzari. So time comes for the advertisement. I'm from Iran and I invite all of you to come as tourists to Iran and visit Iran. There are many, you know, historic sites, cultural sites belonging to different eras, Middle Ages, antiquity, and even other times. So visit Iran as tourists. And it was my podcast on global warming, climate change, and how to reverse it.